Ew, you like anime? Who the fuck watches anime?
Anime trap house, shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap house, JoJo shit, we stand out. Anime trap shit, hoes on tap in the back, piss. Anime trap shit, turn it from the back and I clap.
So, dude,
honestly having a little trouble working on an intro this week. So I just put a spot that says spot where I improv in the script. So after the sentence, that's what I'm going to do. Cody, what are you? Some kind of fucking tattoo guy? Fucking tattoos? That's what you do, huh? And Kyle, fucking bald? Fucking big dick, I bet. Yeah, I bet you have a huge cock. Yeah.
Oh, great, this dude. Is like, whose line is it anyways, dude? You know?
Yeah. Honestly. Fucking Drew Carey, call me up, dude. Yeah. I'm ready.
He doesn't even host it anymore, you idiot.
We can get something going, all right?
Starting to call whose line is it anyway, too?
Whose anyway line is, huh?
Hey,
answer me that.
Who's the next one talking? Huh?
Welcome back to the Anime Trap House. I'm your host for you cream-filled donuts, Justin the Liar Flory, Kyle the Seer Ramsey Lalage, and Cody never actually beat Hollow Knight Chambers. How's everyone doing this week?
Yes, I did! I did beat it! Have you been talking to Clues recently?
Yeah, he messaged me that like night you guys were hanging out, and he said, hey, can you put this in the intro for this week?
Oh my god, and then I was like, you say did less, it?
Dude. Like, say fucking
and then
less,
you
dude.
Did it.
Oh yeah,
oh,
he said, man, that would stunlock you, and it sure fucking
kinda did. Kind of did, dude. It kind of like you said it, and it just like made me go, "Huh? Like, that's huh? weird." Clues to say, wait,
man. Clues was a real flop for like doing the podcast, but fuck, man, he's so fun. Sometimes.
I love it too because I'll be sitting in the Trap House Discord, right, and then Clues will be there with me. We'll be playing games, and people will come in and just know him. And just shit on him still, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love that 4 years later, and he hasn't been a part of it for three, he's still eating it, you know?
Yep.
Like, people still know him. It's great.
Yeah. It's funny. Catch show live every Thursday at 5 p.m. over at twitch.tv/TheAnimeTrapHouse. If you can't make the live stream, then check it out on YouTube or podcast services everywhere. Just type in Anime Trap House. If you like the stuff we say and want to help push us to the next level, come support us over at patreon.com/animetraphouse, just like our Patreon producers and Hole Fanatics, Papa Squeaky, Diesel Tech, Big Happy, Purdue, Lakota, Alexi Lou, and our 3DGen royalty, Polar Bear 93.
Burr!
Girl with the Pikachu tattoo.
Choo! Ooh, it's lightning. It's electric.
And Moose Man.
Moose! Holy shit, it's all moose. It's fur.
If you have any questions for us or just want to say how awful we are, then email us at typebox@theanimetraphouse.com. And if you read manga, if you know how to read but don't like actual books because there's not enough pictures, you should start reading the manga that we review every other week, possibly every week. Who knows? Maybe that's going to happen.
Ooh.
Currently, we are reading through Rosengarten Saga, which means manga with nipple, and it's a good time. So you should listen to that. It's called the Soggy Pages, or the Socky Paces, also as it's called by one of our listeners.
Yeah, who's a fucking idiot? I'm not gonna say your name.
Not gonna say who it is. You know?
Every time we go live for Soggy Pages, she just comes in and says
Soggy Paces.
Soggy Paces. because the text is a little weird, you know?
Yeah.
I'm fucking sick of it, dude.
Yeah, dude. And lastly, if you want to be a part of our community and bullshit around with a bunch of like-minded degenerates, then come hang out with us on our Discord server or Facebook group. Links are in the show notes. For you fans of disgusting, raunchy anime with nipple, our resident butt gusher Purdue hosts a anime jerk along every Sunday at 7 p.m. CST and our Discord. A lot of people go. It's the who's who of the anime world. Be there, be square.
Yeah, be there or be a fucking idiot, dude.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah, you got him.
Yeah, dude, I got him.
We're finishing it today. Vinland Saga, Season 2, Episodes 19 through 24. We're doing Doper Chokes. Kyle.
Hold on. You didn't even give me, what about the stuff? What about emails?
You always fucking have shit that you want to talk about. Go ahead.
Okay, we have no emails.
Wow. Okay.
But but we got some more comments on our Spotify
stuff.
We
just got a comment.
So this one, did I not say what episode it was on? Sure didn't. Doesn't matter.
This is going well whenever, so far.
He said, whenever Clues would talk, he means Clues, but he wrote Clues. That's Clues. Fine. Whenever Clues would talk, I would just get upset. I give this a Yin Yang Twins out of podcast.
We're just talking about.
That's fucking nuts.
How are you going to catch that? Oh,
that's
still
what I'm
catching
saying.
Shit this many still years later.
Catching shade, bro. Hasn't even guessed it on an episode
dude.
In so
yeah,
long.
Dude. Catching you know, shade. You know how funny it would be? Like this, like you go on a game show, you have a bad time on the game show, and years later people are still commenting, man, fucking Richard, dude.
And then we have another one. Justin has the best intros. This is on Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, Episode 37 through 42.
Holla. PJ's up there, though. He puts so much more effort than I do.
You know what? Justin probably got that from his mail order wife that he fucking bribed to give him a review. Like somebody else I know.
Yeah.
What happened?
You don't remember? Kyle had Dora fucking write a review for us and said Kyle was the funny one.
Yeah, he was saying that.
Yeah. Kyle was
I don't
like,
know.
Dork,
what country
please.
Is
I
it,
need
huh?
You. I need you. I need you so
I
bad.
I can't
right
be 7% again. I can't.
Dude, it wasn't even 7.
We didn't even have the trappies yet. I don't even think it was a long time.
Oh, that I wasn't even on the fucking
You were not around for
podcast.
This.
Podcast.
How do you not remember it?
Yeah, I don't remember that, dude.
You're fucking idiot. This is on Rascal Does Not Dream of Bunny Girl Senpai, episode 7 through 13. Disappointed Harris pronounced the fourth Hokage's name wrong. He said Minato, not... Oh, no. It's Minato, not Minato. Minato. I don't know. I don't get it. Somebody's mad about a pronunciation.
That's the you come to the wrong place, dude.
You're in the wrong neighborhood.
You on a different level of weeb than we are.
Well,
brother.
I still catch us saying manga wrong half
dude,
the time.
I say manga all the time, dude. It's,
yeah,
it's my Midwest,
manga
dude.
All the time,
it's
dude.
It's Midwest. I don't know.
All right. That's all I got.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
No noise. No noise, huh?
Is it me?
I missed that.
Yeah,
I missed noise.
Noise. No noise brigade? Insane.
Wow.
Oh, actually, so no noise because I didn't upload the last episode. Totally fine.
Okay.
But we did get the same guy on Soggy Pages wrote on every single one so far. He didn't write noise, though. You know what he fucking wrote? This fucking
what?
Piece of shit. He wrote mid every time, dude.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Isn't that unreal? Even on the new episode where I think we fucking nailed it.
Yeah,
know?
Where we finally have a new format that's not 3 hours long.
Yeah. It's just unreal, dude.
We've been thinking so hard. Like, how do we not do this for 3 hours?
All right, that's it.
You ready for me?
All right, Kyle, give me it.
I just want to say, first off, that it is now... it's just been a little bit of us doing manga and anime at the same time. And that shit's fucking my brain. Because I read and watched it all in one day. And I've spent the last day going, I know I watched Vinland Saga. But all I can think about is Beowulf's fucking dick right now.
Yeah, dude.
And yeah, I kept being like, oh man, I can't wait for the podcast. We're going to talk about Beowulf. Wait, no, we're not. We read that. Oh!
Yeah.
It's so fucked, but no. It is dope as dope still. A bit slow. A bit boring. I have to say that. Legally, I have to say
that. I was bored.
Legally, I'm ordered to say that.
It was the end when he gets to the village. So emotional. When he sees his mom, mm-hmm. I was tearing up. And that was the moment that my wife chose to, like, start talking to me about something. I looked at her. I was like, I'm going through something right now.
I can't do this right now.
It was great. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Cody?
Dopest dope. Easiest dopest dope of my life. Sure, whatever. Boring. I don't know, dude. Listen, it's not super action-packed, right? But it doesn't matter to me. I love it. I love the characters. I love the story. I love the shift from the first. I've said it a million times, but I'm going to keep saying it, and you're going to keep fucking hearing it. The shift from the first season to this season is insane. It's a totally different show, and it's crazy that it happened, and I've never seen that before, and I love it. And also, Thorfinn getting his hair cut at the end.
Yeah, dude.
Are you fucking kidding me? And then walking out, and then the season ending? Suck my ass, dude. That was sick.
Yep.
I loved it. And yeah, when his mom walked up and touched his face, I was like, you fucking bitch.
I cried like a fucking baby.
You fucking bitch. I don't really got much else to say. We've talked about it to death.
Yeah.
Thorfinn taking 100 punches is the coolest shit ever. And everybody like, yeah, this motherfucker's hard, bro. Let him go talk to the king.
Yeah, I've never.
Did you see what I did to him? Yeah. I passed out because I punched him too many times. Do you get that?
Yeah.
You get that? Let him talk to the king. Thorfinn's a gangster. I love it. I can't wait for the next
one. It's also like the most Baki brain moment to be like, yeah, but he knows how to take a punch.
Yeah. I mean, if you punch a dude 100 times, you're going to be like, he's been through some shit. He's probably fought a lot. He's probably been fought a lot.
No, I mean the part where it's talking about how he, like, in the last moment, he, like, dips with it.
Right.
All right. That's all I got, though. I'll go. Dopest dope. It's easy. I wasn't really bored during these six. I had a good time pretty much the whole time. The second watch through, I would have been bored if I watched it at normal time speed. But yeah, it's phenomenal. I don't know. All the characters are great. I love how fucking Thorfinn saved the farm. Snake was great. Olmar got a huge redemption, which was cool.
That's crazy.
That whole redemption. All was
the
great.
Whole season, you're like, Olmar's just a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
And then he fucking comes through at the end. The writing is just so fucking good.
It's good. Good.
It's so good.
Yeah, dope is dope. Easy. Let's fucking get through it. Plot.
Oh, wait, plot. Wait, hold on. Before we get to it.
You're gonna fucking plot block me right now?
You're gonna stop the plot, dude.
Oh.
I just wanna bring up that I tried Googling King Cunt, right?
Okay.
And I'm just confused because, like, unless I'm really bad at Googling, I could not find a cause of death for King Cunt. And I swear one time it said died in natural causes at age 41. I'm like, natural causes at 41? No.
Yes. Yes. That's how everybody died back then, Kyle. Wasn't doctor. They didn't have vitamins.
Someone just sitting there like, I don't, he's not alive.
Yeah.
That's pretty natural.
That's why everybody got married at like 13 because they're like, well, we're dying. And like, our midlife crisis is like 16. So we have to start moving this shit ahead, dude.
I'm gonna buy a car. I can't buy a car. I'm gonna buy a really good horse.
I'm gonna get a horse, dude. I'm gonna get a fucking wooden cart, and then all my homies can ride with me, and we're just gonna do shit. That's it.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say. That's
you
it.
Done?
Plot.
You finished?
Plot.
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 It's like the cum just like dribbled out. Just the most unsatisfying cum.
Yeah.
Episode 19. Kettle winds all of his people up to go against the king, and Thorfinn tells Leif that I can't leave yet. The next day, Canute's fleet shows up on the horizon, and Kettle's men prepare to meet them at the beach. One dude tries to shoot at them, and the captain's like, "You can't hit a person from that far away. You
That's
can't.
Impossible."
And then the dude gets fucking hit by an arrow. He's like, "Oh, I guess you can hit people from that far away. We should run." Yeah.
That shot was so good. Just the dude be like, "That's so stupid." And then he just has an arrow in his chest.
It was good. So yeah, they all get bombarded with arrows and they have to leave. Canute shows up on the beach and sends a messenger to Kettle to say, "Hey, you should surrender and give me your land, and we'll only exile you for 10 years. It's a good deal."
Oh, that's it.
That's 10. It.
Easy 10.
Only you. I know you only live to 40.
Yeah.
Only 10 years. I know you're sitting on 35 right now. Only 10.
Yeah. Only 10. That's how old the grandpa is. He's just 40.
He's 42.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a farmer's 42.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. He's probably actually like 36. You know,
fucking 16, dude. He just learned how to drive.
That'd be just if he kept corn to tasseling.
Yeah, dude. 100%.
Damn, just you aging.
30 years of the corn changes a man. Thorgil tells his dad that there's 100 soldiers, and Kettle says, "Hell yeah, this would be fucking easy when fucking Iron Fist Kettle walks down there, you fucking liar." Snake goes to scout the enemy and tells his guys that they're going to die if they fight him, so you should probably just, you know, scoot skedaddle. Snake also tells the guy that Kettle lied about being a different Kettle, because Snake served under the actual Kettle. Adam was like wandering around and found Kettle's farm, and he's like, "Oh, cool, my old commander's here. I'll just ask him if I can work here." But it's a different Kettle going by the Iron Fist Kettle.
How did the first Kettle just never find out, you know?
Right, well, Europe's a big place. When you heard the rumors, the original Kettle was like, "Yeah, that's me." Yeah. Fucking 100%. Dope, dude.
Yeah.
He probably can't apply for like any credit cards or anything.
No.
That's what happens without the internet, though. You got the same name as somebody, like, you're them. You know what I'm
I mean, that's why fucking dads could just abandon their family and move
just walk away
across town.
Yeah, dude, they're not even
and you'd
far.
Never fucking see them.
No, like, unless they got like famous or some shit.
Better times, dude.
Right. Yeah.
Better times, man. Yep. You have like 12 kids. You're like, "You know what? I gotta go milk the cow." And then just leave forever. And you don't even have to go far. You don't got to move to a different country. You just, you go 3 blocks down to fucking
Jenny's
house.
Yeah, you go to the other side.
Yeah. I mean, look at what happened with fucking Anhide's husband. He was fucking 3 minutes away.
He was.
Yeah, dude.
Didn't see her for like 12 years.
He rode a horse for 2 seconds and he's like, "Holy
shit." He's like,
"Oh shit."
He's like, "You were right
here.
You were
right here the whole time."
I could have fucking, I should have smelled you from that far away, dude.
He's like, "You know, all that time that I was outside on a good night and I could hear down the street someone getting railed, that was you?
That was you? Fuck,
I gotta
crazy.
Give it to Kettle. His ball slapped your ass so hard and he never cried about it.
I thought there was an applause.
I can't believe you took that shit." And he high-fives her.
"I jerked off to that."
Yeah, dude.
A lot. Like, a lot.
Kettle meets Canute's forces on the battlefield, and far away Thorgil and Olmar plot sneaking up behind the king. Kettle starts to fight. Meanwhile, Thorfinn and Einar are getting the fuck out of Dodge. Arnhild is in a dream and wants to wake up just long enough because she's like, "I gotta say thank you to my guys." And then Olmar sucks at swimming. Can't execute the plan to assassinate the king, but Thorgil's just
literally
like,
can't swim with just
up.
A sword. Just
literally
a sword?
Can. Just a fucking failure
the
of a human
The weight
being,
of
dude.
A sword isn't that much. Like,
is it?
No.
No, I don't feel like it's an extra
of
what?
A sword.
A few pounds, maybe?
1.5 to 2 pounds, brother.
Oh. Yikes.
That's He could not swim with literally just...
Maybe he didn't know how to swim. I don't know. Yeah.
Give him a couple apples. He'll start sinking, dude.
So yeah, Thorgil like jumps out of the water and he's ready to assassinate the king. That's the end of episode 19. I'm going to go ahead and give this episode a Braveheart out of All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Nailed it.
Nailed he eats too big of a dinner and he can't fucking swim.
Can't.
Yeah. He doesn't nut for a long enough time. He's like, dude, the balls are heavy.
Yeah, dude.
I haven't shit in a while. I don't know. I'm not getting in the pool.
Not only do I have a fear of cramping, I like, you know, the shit is just heavy. All right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Episode 20. Fox is shitting himself as he's watching the Vikings just cut off appendage after appendage. Badger loses a hand and is almost killed, but Snake shows up to save
him.
It's
almost like they're aiming to do it. It like it was a montage
yeah.
of people.
They
just
don't want
to
kill people right away.
You're like, oh yeah. No, we're just gonna take
not
them
maimed.
Apart.
They were people would have it. I
they were string cheesing them. They were like
on
yep.
average. On average, every person that they were going to kill lost two appendages.
Yeah. We got Which a shot later of a dad just like with no arms, just doing the little stumpies, you know?
Yeah, he looked like a Lego if you pulled out the hands.
Yeah.
And the little girl was like, she's like, can you do some? And no.
Omar's like, no, I'm going to vomit
now. It was like walk hard. It's like, this is a really bad case of no hands.
Yeah. A doctor's going to come here and be like, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you see him? He doesn't have hands.
I don't know, dude.
People die at 41. I don't know, man.
Yeah, dude. Natural causes. I don't know.
Liquid heroin. All right, that's all we know. Mm-hmm. And he's gonna die of natural causes.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
That's it. Kettle gets cut down, even though Canute said, "Hey, don't do that, please." Wolf leaves Canute, and Thorgil heads to kill him, but Canute is fast and blocks it. Thorgil beheads both guards at the same time.
At the
Which was
same
sick,
fucking
dude.
Time.
He fucking does a fucking Link swing. Cuts them both down.
I want one of them just to make the noise. Oh, that's fucking great.
Oh, that's good. Thorgil gouges out Wolf's eye after Wolf fucking tackles him after he sees that, hey, my king is getting killed. Thorgil's just like, fucking take that, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, and not only does he gouge the eye out, he like pulls him off of him with the hole.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like in the eye socket.
Yeah,
that's,
like imagine you were getting attacked by a bowling ball, okay?
Yeah.
And to get it off of you, you had to shove your thumb into one of the holes and pull it off.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
Yep. Also, Thorgil just Michael... What?
What?
Also, Thorgil just Michael Wolf comes and stabs Thorgil. In the wrist.
Oh, it's, you know, what it happens to me like every time I host, but it's good watching someone else.
Dude, what is it? Okay.
You should
somehow
you should
Michael Phelps got in here, but in two very different. Also, Thorgil just Michael Wolf comes and stabs Thorgil in his wrist. Wolf tackles Thorgil and starts Phelps away.
I think you just need to, like,
that's what's in my script.
You need to say more confidently. That's all you need to do.
I think you needed, you meant to say he, whoever Michael that throws really well.
Oh, he Michael Phelps'd away because he swam after he got, that's what it was. Yeah, there was a joke in there. There was a joke in there.
Justin, you try to be like the greats like me, but you just can't do it.
I know. I just gotta, see, that's the thing. I gotta just fucking think of them when they come, you know. Because I don't know what the fuck happened
also,
to this.
Also, when he it fucking happens, gets dude. His arm cut,
yeah,
and the fact he just goes and swims away, like, he's just... yeah.
He's like, all right, I'm out. See ya.
Well, at first he's like, dude, do you think this is going to stop me with you two? I got this. He's like, I'm going to fuck both y'all up. Mm-hmm. And then all everybody comes back. He's like, well.
Yeah.
All right. All right, good, I guess I'm fucking swim, dude.
So yeah, Arnhide wakes up and is like, bye guys, thanks. That's it. She just wakes up and says bye.
She says thanks.
Yeah, she says thanks.
I'm sure there's a lot of doctors who are like mad that they didn't even get like a thanks, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right before the person died.
Like the least you could do is get out of that coma, say, hey, that was nice. You changed my diaper a bunch. Out.
Yeah, dude.
Could you imagine? Like, you know, in the Way of Kings, Kyle, that everybody like has like the death throes, like right
when
you say shit. Yeah. Like it was just that. It's like, thanks for changing my diaper a bunch.
Of course, Einar is like that shitty family member that just won't let their family member die and like pull the plug. They want to keep them fucking brain dead for the rest of their life. And starts doing CPR on Arnhide, even though Arnhide was like, hey, I am fine with dying. I prefer it, actually. I'm already there, you know? No coming back for me. After a bunch of chest compressions, they call it, Snake shows up with Kettle on his back, and Einar is about to swing at him. Thorfinn punches Einar to his senses and says, hey, don't be me. You've seen what me is. Yeah. Don't be that.
Ugh. So good, dude.
Pretty dope. Yeah. They bury Arnhide, and Thorfinn decides he's going to go talk to Canute to save the farm. And Leif tries to talk him out of it. But Thorfinn's like, I got to do this, man. This is my path. This is my ninja way. Thorfinn says he'll be back and dips out. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give this, because it's the end of episode 20. I'm going to give it a Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest out of King Arthur.
Talk about death throes made me realize what is the most on brand Kyle last words ever.
Give me it.
Me on bed starting a joke that only I get the reference to. Nobody else in the room gets a reference to. And I don't even finish it. So it's like it was just a joke for me.
Yeah, and then everybody has to laugh and do these. Like, you know, like, hopefully somebody got it. And then you finally take your last breath and you're like, did you get that? And everybody's like, no. Yeah.
What the fuck was he talking about? What the
fuck was he even going on about?
They fucking write stroke as the reason for death, dude. They're like, that's the only way we can explain that shit. Yeah.
Natural stroke.
Episode 21. Floki wants to pillage the village, but Canute's like, how many times do I have to teach this fucking lesson, old man? We don't fucking pillage villages.
Yeah.
Okay? I know they rhyme. I know it sounds like you should be able to pillage village, but we don't do that.
We're not doing it, dude.
Canute's dad shows up to talk shit again. He's like,
and don't get me
really,
on the
you
apes,
should really
dude.
Pillage that village. Are you dying right now, Kyle?
I think he is, dude. I want on death Kyle's round? Gravestone a joke that only Kyle gets.
Yeah, dude.
It's not even going to be a joke either. It's just going to be some obscure reference
some
from a book.
Stupid shit.
Yeah.
It's not even like a part that anybody cares about.
It just be that. Don't get me on the apes. And then
yeah.
And that's it.
That's it. Omar heads to the guards camp and witnesses dudes without limbs, including the dad that was trying to get his daughter to get inseminated by Omar.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And the dude's like, you gotta help my daughter, bro. You gotta help. I know I'm like fucking dying right now, but just come in her. That's all I can ask.
Just come right in
my,
her. Omar.
My dying wish.
The last thing on my gravestone is
so
coming in her, dude.
It's been so coming her. Empty.
Omar breaks down and just vomits on the.
Oh, I hate the saying it's so empty. Like he's been checking. Like he's like, hey, come here. Oh, my face froze.
He's like, just fucking face every morning.
He's like, it's just been whistling like an ocarina.
Yeah. He's just checking it every night. He's like,
dude, her pussy's so playing empty. Zelda's lullaby every night. It's so empty, dude.
Gross, dude.
So yeah, Omar breaks down, throws up on the fucking grass, and the girl's like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, this is a lot for me right now. Snake talks to Sverkle and Thorgil about their plan to surrender. Thorgil's like, I don't want to surrender. This is my chance. This is big times. I can kill the king. Sverkle says it's Omar's decision since he's the head of the family. Omar walks in and decides that I'm over this war shit. We're going to go ahead and surrender, I think.
Yeah.
I saw a man with no hands.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with that.
I saw like 400 people with no appendages.
Yeah.
Right? they weren't even going for kills. They had no care about their kill count. They had arm count. They went arm, leg, leg.
Yeah, dude.
There's so many chicken nuggets out there right now. You understand?
We could hold our own like handicapped Olympics with nobody traveling here. Yeah. Everyone's got their own wheelchair.
Yeah.
Good, Justin.
Yeah, I'm good.
That one got him, dude.
Yep, it did. Thorfinn shows up. Wait, nope. No, Omar finally gets the character depth we all knew he would, and realizes he's been a little bitch this whole time. He needs to turn a new leaf. Thorgil just leaves. He's gone.
Thorgil
we don't see him for a couple episodes. And then it's for a second.
I'm not killing anybody anymore.
Yeah.
I'm gone, dude.
Yep. Thorfinn shows up at Canute's camp to try and talk Canute out of taking over the farm, but he can't get past his men. Thorfinn says, Canute and him go way back. But Canute, Floki walks up, or Wolf. He's like, hey, a dude named Thorfinn's trying to talk to you. Canute's like, nah. No, thank you.
Left him on red.
It was bogus. Yeah. Thorfinn ends up deciding to bet that if he can survive 100 hits from this big dude, he can get an audience with the king. Einar asks why he's doing this, and Thorfinn says because of the farm. It's because of the farm that good shit started happening to him. It's like before, nothing good happened. And then I cut my ear off. All of a sudden, everything's great. It's crazy. That's it. Episode 21. Done. I'm going to go ahead and give this episode a Mike Tyson out of the Green Mile.
That was a quick one. Holy shit.
All these episodes have been so quick, but I can't say like, oh, you missed something.
But yeah, he's not missing anything. Because a lot of it is just like, it's just like
a lot of talking.
Dialogue.
I mean, this show, stuff. Even with the dialogue is delivered at the slowest pace ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you compare this to Licorice Recoil, it's total whiplash. Like, Licorice Recoil, all the dialogue was so fast all the time. And this one, you're just like watching a dude, like, hey, why are you still doing this? He's like, well, this farm is really good.
This farm is good. I met my brother here. My brother fell in love with a girl that got beat to fucking died here.
At a rock show.
I'm sick of all the slander from Kyle, okay? I'm about sick of it, dude. I think the only reason he gives it a dope is because we are doing that. And he's like, well, I gotta be one.
No, it is a beautiful story. It's good. Could be better.
Okay. I'm right. So... You can't get any better than a dope is dope, though. That's as high as we go, Kyle.
No, there's
I said,
a secret
dope is
golden
dope,
dope
could be
dope.
Better.
I'm so sick of it, dude.
Yeah, dude. Episode 22. Thorfinn is seemingly getting the shit kicked out of him, but Wolf notices that Thorfinn is absorbing the blow by moving with it at the last second. But it won't be enough. Einar realizes that Thorfinn's strategy from now on is just to get the shit kicked out of him until the other side decides they're wrong. He's like, is this really what you plan to do? Just get fucked up every day of your life until people are just feel sorry for you. And then just they're like, all right, I guess we'll just stop having slaves now.
I like his logic of being like, because he keeps like repeatedly being like, did you try something else though?
Yeah.
But like, when in the setting, it's fine. But like, can you imagine like your kid gets home from school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like you found out your kid got in a fight and beat the other kid's ass. You're like, did you try to get your ass beat first? Did you even try to get your ass beat first?
He said, did you try to talk? Okay.
It's like, okay, did you try talking? No. Okay. Step two. How many punches did you take? How many punches did you take?
Did you take 100? Because I did. Somebody's running at you with a sword. You're like, can we talk?
Let's just talk.
Can we just please talk?
Can we fucking talk, dude?
Snake and Omar show up and throw Thorfinn off, and he isn't able to block one of the punches, and he gets fucking laid out. Einar explains what's going on, and Snake's like, why the fuck is this dude trying to save the farm? He was a slave. He could have just left. So Snake runs over, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, we're killing these people. And he's like, and then Thorfinn, this is where he's like, did you even try to talk to them? Snake's like, well, no, I guess. Thorfinn gets up and talks some shit to the dude. He's like, hey, you got 68 fucking punches to go, bitch. I ain't hear no bell.
How you get punched that many times and still know the count?
Yeah, dude. Eventually, Thorfinn takes all 100 punches.
You know how funny it would have been if it was like a Step Brothers type of scene where they like lost count. They're like, no, you just were at 66. You're at 67 now. They're like, no, I'm at 63. You're like, you're just fighting about it, you know?
No, I've been taking them. I know.
I know. I felt, have you been punched 67 times?
And the guy's just like, I've been doing the punching. I know. And it's just fucking arguing.
All I'm saying, that could be funny.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So yeah, he takes all the punches, and he looks fucking rough, dude.
Dude,
that's a new character.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, every part of his face is swollen.
Looked like a caveman.
Yeah, it's gross, dude. Yeah, like his fucking lips, like whatever. Yeah, dude.
It's his nose that's got me.
Yeah, his nose is nasty, dude. Yeah, it's shut. His eye is shut because he's been hit so many times in it.
Yeah, it was bad. Wolf asks, why didn't you just beat the dude up? Like, I know you could have. Thorfinn's like, you can't respond to violence with more violence. That just gives you violence squared. And do you know what violence squared gives you? Violence.
Do you know what violence squared gives you? It gives you the square root of violence.
If someone's talking at you, you just can't talk back at them. That gives you more talk.
Yeah.
Dude. You can't be talking too much like that, dude.
So Wolf asked Daddy Canute if it's all right to talk to Thorfinn. And Canute's like, yeah, sure, fine, whatever. Canute and Thorfinn exchange pleasantries like, hey, sorry we killed each other's dads and fake dads. You know, it's fine. That was like 12 years ago. This was a big, long conversation. The first part of the conversation, I should say, because it spans over the next episode, too. And at the end of the day, Thorfinn's just trying to Canute, hey, please don't destroy the farm. Take over the farm. This is my home. There's good people here. He's like, what have they done to you? Canute says, that's just how the cookie crumbles. Einar gets pissed at how nonchalant Canute is about killing people. He's like, you fucking dirty ass Dane. Killed my family. Trying to kill everybody else's family. Thorfinn says, well, what if it's not even a cookie? What if the cookie doesn't have to crumble that way? What if I made a new cookie? What if I made a brownie? You know?
What if I have multiple cookies and the first one crumbled and now I have a better one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what the square root of cookie is? Violence.
Brownie.
Yeah, and Thorfinn says, well, guess what? I'm going to run from you forever and create my own cookie.
How about that? What if I come on the cookie?
Yeah, then what?
Yeah, he's eating it then what?
I know I will. But are you?
That's the end of episode 22. This gets a King's Speech out of... what's that one fucking movie? Fantastic Four. No, Walk Hard. Yeah.
What? Walk Hard.
Walk Hard. Episode 23. Canute's dad is talking over his shoulder, asking, why are you even talking to this fucking sheep? This fucking piece of trash, fucking sheep, dude.
Fucking this bot bitch.
Yeah.
Also, he always got, like, blood coming out of him. I just want to point that out. It's just a floating head with blood just trickling down.
I mean, if you're just a head, like, what else is there, dude?
Yeah, he's fucking gushing all the time.
Gushing, bro.
So while his dad's, like, talking to him, it's all black, and you can hear Thorfinn. He's like, if I see you, I'll just be running. And Canute's like, what? Dude, you're just gonna run then. You're just gonna run. Thorfinn says, yeah. I get what you're doing. I respect it. It's great. But that's not the world I want to live in. And then Canute's like, okay, so you're just going to be the opposite, what I lack. Thorfinn's like, yeah, pretty much. I'm just going to make my own world with no slaves and booze and cocaine.
And
you can't be
hold
here.
The slaves. All right?
Yep.
I'm gonna go start a whole new world, all right? We're going to have hookers, cocaine, slaves. Hold the slaves.
Hold the slaves.
Y'all don't know. All right?
Sounds like a fucking tagline for a movie.
Yeah.
Canute starts laughing like a madman. Oh, and also at one point, I like this too with Canute. I don't remember when it was, but he was like, he was essentially like, I'm a king. I'm a fucking god emperor. I have the power to move waves.
Yeah.
And then he fucking does that and nothing happens. And he's like, look, I can't do shit. I'm just me.
I Googled that. Apparently, that's a real thing that he did.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That.
That's dope.
Anime kind of teaching us shit.
Yeah. A little bit. All anime teaches us a little bit, right?
Yeah, right?
I'm learning a lot from Rosengarten Saga, dude.
I've learned so much from Rosengarten Saga.
Yeah, I've learned that predator nipples are fucking awesome.
They are the coolest thing ever, dude.
Yeah.
I've also learned that guys can also have super feminine nipples while they're getting fucked by
my God,
tentacles.
They were so
very feminine.
Those are just girl nipples on a dude's body. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. I don't know how a nipple can be gendered, but it was.
It was gendered.
Yep. And Thorfinn is just like, I'm just going to go wherever you're not. Where there is a Canute, there will not be a Thorfinn. How about that? And then Canute's like, damn, he's got a point. I should just not do this anymore. So he ends up leaving. And he's like, I'm not going to do this anymore. That was it. And then we got a huge info dump where they're like, yeah, Canute never did that anymore. I think he left England. But then England was so happy that he left that they made him king.
Yeah. They said, they're like, damn, he left so we could pay less taxes, dude? That's sick as fuck. You know
what? Sick.
We said king. Not my president before, but now you're my president.
Yeah, dude.
We have to pay less? You're my president.
Pay less, like, say less.
Dude, man, the end, that's all that matters. We can get a homeless person into office, and if he's just like, hey, taxes are less, we're like, sick, dog!
Hell yeah, dude.
You're the best, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but I've scorched two countries. Every single person's dead. They're like, I don't give a fuck. I gotta pay less. Are you saying I gotta pay less? That's crazy.
Sick, dude.
Sick, dude.
Thorfinn wakes up from sleeping and heads up to see Einar at Arnhide's grave. Thorfinn is apparently planning to go to Vinland, and he's like, you and me, baby. Vinland? Boys trip? Hell yeah.
Boys trip?
Let's fucking go, dude. Basically, Thorfinn's motivation is to answer Anhide's question of why do I live? Why? Life sucks. I just want to die.
I don't want to be around no more.
I don't even want to be around anymore. they just need to fuck already. This romantic tension is fucking killing me. Dude, I just want them to be balls deep in each other.
Shit out of that. Yeah, I would watch it so hard.
Yeah. They head on a ship with Leif and say goodbye to Snake, Sverkel, and Pater. Snake even tells them his real name. It's Rald.
It could have been a reveal, but it wasn't. So you're just like,
no, not at all. Yeah. Yeah. Like as they're leaving too, he's like, "Hey, my name's Rald." You're like, well, like
but there was a cool. huge distance too, and like I can't hear shit from any distance, so it could just be Rald. Like what? Was
it's
it?
Like yeah, it's like you know how people like when you're passing in like halls, people will like say, "Oh, hey." But anything more than that is just such an inconvenience.
Yeah.
Like you're talking, you're like, hey, and then they say, how's it going? And then you have to look over your shoulder as you're leaving and walking away from earshot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is way worse, though. They are on a fucking boat. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, this is an extreme case.
They're not even close to the shore anymore.
No.
And he's like, hey, by the way! Hey, I'm Rald!
Ralph?
Roll
balls.
Dorfin just turns him. He's like, "What the fuck is happening?
What the fuck is Rald?"
Yeah.
Also,
why is he telling us this right now?
Also, completely unrelated, Justin. But you just reminded me. I got padded for time, dude. We fucking
yeah. We got time
through this. All right. Yeah. My number one pet peeve at grocery stores is when people walk past an aisle, right? Then stop their cart, then turn around, and then peek down the entire aisle. They just walk back and then just stare down the aisle like they can see it. And you're right behind them like, are you going to fucking go down it or, you know? All the time. I don't know how I always get behind people that are looking behind them but still don't realize that they're fucking in front of me.
It's not that they don't realize it. They just don't give a shit.
It's the stupidest shit, dude.
Mm-hmm. People suck at grocery stores.
I think I just need to bring a baseball bat to grocery stores.
Yeah. Just pretend to be blind and have a stick and just fucking beat the shit out of somebody.
Yeah. Oh, I just keep sticking in your ass.
Oops. Oops.
All whole.
Whoopsie daisy.
Just a walking stick with just brown all the way up.
It's just, how far up would the brown go, dude? How far up are you sticking this stick in people's asses?
Oh, dude, you're getting a fucking fecal sample from people. What the fuck?
Kyle goes home and Dora's like, she's like, Jesus, Kyle. This one went far, dude.
Like, need an oil change.
Going 8 inches with the stick, brother.
Yeah. We get a cute montage of the farm where everyone, including Snake and Olmar, are farming and playing Stardew Valley. And we get cuts of the whole carving thing they did in the beginning. He's like, it's like carve the soil, carve the land, carve the water, carve your body, stuff like that.
Carve also, fucking soul.
Yeah, carve these fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, dude.
And Thorgil is on his edgelord arc, and he's just walking through a field with a cloak above his face. Nothing came of that. He's just walking around. I guess they just wanted to show us that
he yells at the sea.
He yells at the sea?
Yeah. You know, it's
this was after. This was after.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know.
I forgot to put that part in.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was mad when Canute left.
I thought it would have been so much funnier if he was just like, you know what? And then just like went in the seat like Rambo just after them. Because
he's like, I'm Michael Phelps. I don't know. I got to kill people.
I know. It's such a cartoon character in my head that like he's like, oh, target acquired. Just like starts fucking.
So that's end episode 23. this episode gets a Final Fantasy VII out of 27 dresses.
Okay.
Episode 24.
Beautiful. I like how you're hosting and doing it. I feel like you do it when Harris hosts, right?
No.
No, he still does it?
Mm-hmm. The only time I do it is when Harris is not here. That is a fact.
Yeah.
That is fact. Episode 24. Thorfinn and Einar are heading to Thorfinn's home village, but Thorfinn's getting cold feet when they're able to see the village. He's like, oh, fuck, I ain't ready for this. Maybe 15 years isn't enough. They make land and are greeted by some villagers. And Leif is a piece of shit. He's like, everybody is so fucking stoked that you're coming back, all right? I already let them know. And then fucking Thorfinn, like an idiot, walks up to these people. He's like, hey, it's me. And the villagers are like, who the fuck are you? Did a Thorfinn ever even live here?
Which is just crazy because it hasn't been that long, right?
It's been a long time.
No, how many
years? How many years?
Leif probably said this like 5 years ago.
15? Those dudes was like, they were older than 20. They're older than, you know? They were probably.
This is winter years.
You're right. They do. Natural causes is 41. They might have been. Mm-hmm. They might have been 13 year olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Leif is like, all right, that's fine. We'll go talk to your sister. It'll be a lot better. It's fine. Your sister can't forget you. So in the market, Thorfinn's sister is shaking down some trader, and Leif introduces her to him. Thorfinn runs like a fucking classic, like movie, like reuniting. It's like, oh my God, this is so great. And like when he goes to give her a hug, she fucking boots him in the face.
It's a good boot. And it's like a very... Yeah. It's funny, too, because it's like we've been indoctrinated now. This show is like super serial, right? Super serial man, bear, pig type shit. Yep. And then this happens, and it's like extreme, like anime-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes. A lot of this episode
the
was.
The whole scene.
This,
yeah. It's a real whiplash from the Kellogg's that is most of the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kellogg's.
Serial.
He hated masturbation.
Got you. Got you.
Thorfinn's all sad, and he's like, my family doesn't even know me. Fucking villages doesn't even know me. Why am I even here? Just to suffer. Bug Eyes comes over, and he's like, hey, I wish my parents were alive, and if you don't talk to them, I'm gonna be their son, okay? So, get the fuck up there. Where am I? Oh yeah, he goes to his mom's house. Or his house, I guess. And his mom comes out. And she's like, Thorfinn. And he's like, Mom. She's like, Thorfinn. She's like, Mom.
Mom.
And then they have sex.
No. That's a different thing you've been watching,
no,
brother.
No, they don't. They don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? Rosengarten Saga like fucks with your brain a little bit.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, did they fuck? I'm pretty sure.
And I'm pretty sure Thorfinn grew boobs.
Yeah.
Started feeding his mom his nipple.
That'd be crazy, dude. So it's a super sad scene. Super sad happy that they reunite. It's cute. I cried, of course.
Yeah.
This is extremely cute. I loved it.
Yep. Thorfinn goes inside and talks to a guy that was, I think he was fighting alongside Thor's. I don't remember. Season one shit.
Yeah.
Season one character. I don't remember who he is. Not much else happens. Just a bunch of random shit showing Thorfinn getting introduced to his family again. He tells them all the fucked up shit he's been through. And then on top of some cliff, he talks to Einar about what kind of man his father was. And Einar's like, you're like him. I can tell. Thorfinn sees a young version of himself and then a version of his dad. And then he gets a vision of Vinland. And the next day, he gets all shaved and gets new haircut, ready for the trip to Vinland.
Two fucking seasons.
Yep.
And this whole season was really just to juxtapose him and Canute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why you're saying it like it's a bad thing.
I'm just saying It's called Vinland Saga, and it's taken 2 seasons. I've seen no Vinland.
Okay, we're reading something called Rosengarten Saga. Where's the Rosen or the Garten?
That's the name of the tournament. We got to it like fucking chapter 3.
Got you there.
Okay. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, makes sense. Have a good point. Sure, great.
Watch Dragon Ball Z a bunch. Where's Dragon Ball Z?
All over the place, dude.
They're everywhere. We only find them once every like 200
Whenever
episodes.
Someone dies, they have to be used.
Yeah, dude.
Well, that's like an arc, which is like 100 episodes. This has only been 40 episodes, so like I think we're on track, okay?
Where's the jujitsu?
Where's Kaisen?
Yeah, dude.
Where's Kaisen? That's the end of episode 24 and the end of season 2 Vinland Saga. I would rate this episode a Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl out of Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End out of Pirates of the Caribbean, whatever the new one is called. I don't know because I didn't see it. That one.
Out of Johnny Depp in Pirates of the Caribbean.
There it is.
Nailed it.
Done.
Nailed it, dude.
Where's the pirates in Pirates of the Caribbean? I'm stuck on everything.
Yeah, you should be. You fucking should be, dude.
God, an hour fucking podcast.
I know.
We crushed it.
I couldn't slow it down if I wanted to.
Yeah. I mean, he said everything that happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Nothing happens. No wonder why Harris was like, let me host. It's
okay, dude. Stop saying nothing happens.
I don't know.
I don't like
we
it
had an
when
hour
you
podcast
say that.
And I'm talking about like grocery stores and Walk Hard. And I'm like 25 minutes of filler in this. I am the filler arc.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you the filler arc of, Kyle? Going... And the apes, dude. I'm so sick of the apes.
I'm talking about my last words.
That's all you've ever said this episode.
Yeah.
That's it.
I was just stuck on the idea of a bunch of raiders being like, that rhymes with that. That rhymes with that tree. I see it. Village. Pillage.
Pillage.
Yeah, dude.
And then you were like, apes.
And I was like, no, don't. Stop.
All right. Well, that's that. I don't know. Feels weird.
Feels weird. I don't like everybody not being here.
Yeah,
there's definitely not as much. How long were the podcasts when you guys... It was just you three.
Oh, they were long. Well... Again, nothing happens in this. You have to remember that.
You do got to remember that.
You seem to keep forgetting it. That's true. An hour and a half, 2 hours with just three people all the time.
And you guys were only doing like 3 episodes.
Yeah. Also, well, 4, at, but yeah.
At first we were, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't sit here and judge the old ways. All right?
Oh, I'll judge. I'm fucking new blood.
We have to start from somewhere. You fucking piece of shit.
Piece of fucking shit. I know we're going through that with the Saki paces.
We're going through that with the Saki paces, dude. All right. Shout out
Saki paces.
Shout out Rosengarten Saga.
Shout out PJ being a piece of shit. Fucking on your mom, I put it down here with a bond, Kai. Oh, they watch shake the night. Built like Bond, I can't die. Suki on me, live your past. Bitch, look in my eye. Lock the door, drop your pants, you'll never see the light. Anime trap house. Shimmin' it about to put the mask out. Anime trap house. JoJo.